This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.
Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 15. I mean, it's sad when you go to a Christian and they can't decide what's right or what's wrong. I mean, I'm like, man, my goodness. Here we go, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 15. But he that is spiritual judgeth all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. Wow, you see, you got to be spiritual. And the reason he's not judged, because he is walking in the spirit and not in the flesh. And he has things right. But it says, he that is spiritual judgeth all things. Why? Because he is running it against God's word. Man, I tell you, he is running everything against God's word. And he is living a holy life. He's not saying, I'm a child of God and going out there committing whoredom. He's not saying, I'm a child of God and going out there using profanity. He is not there saying, I'm a child of God and out there committing all types of sin. But he that is spiritual judgeth all things. And then Paul tells us in 1 Corinthians, he sticks it to these people saying that they're Christians, but yet they don't know how to judge. Listen to this. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 1 through 5. And I'm telling you, he is bringing the boom on us, because this is sad. And I've seen this. It's really sad. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 1 through 5. Man, we got to speed up here. Dare any of you, having a matter against another, go to the law before the unjust and not before the saints? See, that's what we have. We got a little problem. Instead of trying to talk it out and judge righteously, we go running to the unjust. It says, do you not know that the saints shall judge the world? And if the world shall be judged by you, are ye unworthy to judge the smallest matters? Wow. He's telling us to judge right here. Man. Know ye not that ye shall judge angels? Now that blew me out. I didn't know that one. How much more things that pertain to this life? If then ye have judgments of things pertaining to this life, set them to judge who are least esteemed in the church. I speak to your shame. Man, it is so that there is not a wise man among you? No, not one that shall be able to judge between his brethren. You know, the Bible's telling us to judge here. But it's a shame that Christians will go to law and will not settle between themselves. As the Bible says, I speak to your shame. Grab a pencil here, because we're about to put it on the accelerator here. So now we prove that the Bible says we should judge. Now, how do we judge? The Bible says we should judge righteously. Look at Proverbs chapter 31, verse 9. Proverbs chapter 31, verse 9. Get your pencils, we're about to roll. It says, open thy mouth. There's a problem right there. Many of you have not opened your mouth. You have seen sin, and you are not talking about it. Why? Because you're in it yourself. Wow. It says, open thy mouth. And many of you can't do it because you're a hypocrite. You are not living a pure and holy life before God, and therefore you keep your mouth shut. And when God told us that we should judge, let's finish. Proverbs 31:9. Open thy mouth. Be a witness for me. Judge righteously and plead the cause of the poor and needy. Good Lord Almighty. If that scripture didn't speak to you, I don't know what did.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.
This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.